Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Good Thursday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening live to 106.7 The Fan. Got a great show planned for you today, 3 p.m. Albert Breer of MMQB and SI joins us with the latest on Terry McLaurin and the Commanders working on an extension. 4 p.m. we've got tickets to the barbecue battle in the city if you want. Tickets to the June 21st and 22nd event in D.C. You like barbecue? You better be listening to 4. Charlie Slows, voice of Nats Baseball with Dave Jagler. He's been here since the inception of Nats Baseball in 05. He'll be on the show to discuss last night's win over the Cubs and tonight's chance to take a series from one of the best teams in baseball, Chucko, at 5 o'clock here on The Fan. And Danny, pretty good day for sports. Last night we had the Cup Finals start. Edmonton in overtime, taking out Florida in Game 1. Connor McDavid, a Stanley Cup moment, game-winning goal. Tonight, the NBA Finals tip-off, Game number 1, Pacers-Thunder. The wait is finally over.
I don't know if I'm ready for the NBA Finals yet. Could they give me another day or two? I've kind of forgotten that basketball existed over the past week. I mean, I understand why. I'm an adult, I'm in my mid-40s now. Mid, everyone, not late.
But when does mid stop?
49.
No, I'm kidding. I think so. Here's how I would think of it.
You go to 47 to 48.
Early 40s is 41 and 42. You're 40.
Yeah.
Then you're in your early 40s, which I think would be 41 and 42. I think your mid 40s is 43 to 46. Late 40s is
47 and up.
7 through 9. Where are you?
45.
Oh, so you're fine. You're squarely in the mid.
But here's the thing, not for that long.
You have 2 more years before you have to worry about it.
Respectfully, I don't. August birthday. At your 4-6.
Oh, you're
That's
coming
2
in
months
hot.
Away. Yeah. So all of a sudden, it's my last year in my mid. Which is hectic.
Next year, you're late 40s?
Yeah.
Would you agree to the terms that 47
That
late?
Sounds right to me, honestly. Yeah. I mean, that you're talking ranges of 3, right? You get 3-3-3. Now, 40 is just 40, but your early 40s, that's 1-2-3. Mid 40s, 4-5-6. Late 7-8-9. So anyway, that sucks. But the point is, I've been around a while. I get it. I watch enough sport. I know it's a made-for-TV event. I know they're doing it for TV. I also just know that it's so stupid to me. Like, I would sacrifice a little bit of my made-for-TV so that, like, the finals, if it's a Game 7, isn't on a Sunday or whatever time you want to have special. I would not take a week off. It's just my little balance where everybody's talking about me. I got all the momentum. You got 2 unexpected stories, 2 teams that nobody has ever seen make it to this point. I mean, I know OKC did years ago, but that was a different type with three marquee stars who have gone on to be mercenaries going to different cities. This homemade group, the way that they've been developed, how much fun they are. The sporting world was excited, and that's gone. And you wait a week, and now we're going to start again, and it's like trying to ramp that back up doesn't feel as good to me.
If you're a casual who gets into the NBA playoffs, or maybe you just watch the finals, you'll turn on the game tonight. I think you're going to like what you see with the Thunder. This is a great basketball team.
Yes, they are. They're good at everything.
Historically, one of the better teams ever, legitimately, by way of win percentage. They've got the MVP and breakout star, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. This is his coming-of-age season. He's going to be in the fabric now as one of the great scorers and players in the association for years to come. And Tyrese Halliburton has, I think, gotten better and better and better since his earliest days in Sacramento. And now here he is with the Indiana Pacers, having navigated the Eastern Conference, knocking on the door of a championship coming off of what was a 17-point win in Game 6 over the Knicks. Should be entertaining. I do think the Thunder are just too good. And if this series goes longer than 5, I'm going to be slightly surprised. To me, and I've got to bet in on a sweep, I've got to bet in on a 5-game series win for the Thunder. I just don't see the Pacers having enough. But guess what? I also thought they'd lose to the Cavs.
So yeah.
They not only beat the Cavs, but then they won the next round, and they're still alive a month later.
Yeah, a bunch of things have happened I didn't anticipate. The Celtics went home because of the Knicks. I didn't think the Pacers would beat the Cavaliers that you already mentioned. Oklahoma City quite literally does everything well. Like, that's not hyperbolic either. They're good at everything. It's like you go, okay, here's this one weakness. They're not a great offensive rebounding team. Yeah, they are. They do that well, too. They're great on defense. They're efficient on offense. They get up and down. They beat teams this year by an average of 13 points. That's insane how good that is. That's like, I think you pointed this out a couple times, that's sort of historic in terms of how quality that they've been. Some of the best teams in the NBA this year, for example. You look at the Celtics, who won 61 games, were outscoring teams by 9 points. You look at the Cavaliers, outscored teams by 9 points. These are teams with great records that were juggernauts in the regular season. Oklahoma City blew the doors off of those teams. Winning games by an average of double digits is crazy at this level, especially in the Western Conference where everything was so stacked, basically 11 through the first seed, and they're beating teams by 13 points a night. They are excellent. However you'd like to lose, they're happy to oblige.
Speaking of good quality sports activity, last night's Nats game was awesome. That's big boy baseball.
Yeah, that's grown-up stuff.
That's the kind of game and the kind of win that we've gone years around here without getting to watch. One of the best teams in the league is in town to face a Nats team that has now won 11 of their last 16, that has played over 500 baseball since the first week of the season. They've essentially played at a wild card pace since their 1-6 start. And last night, they got shoved on by Matthew Boyd. Really good pitcher with an ERA in the twos from the Chicago Cubs, who took a perfect game into the sixth inning. They break up the perfect game with a walk. Batter later, they break up the no-hitter. An inning later, they break up the shutout in the seventh. And despite going toe-to-toe with the guy that looked like he was going to pitch a no-hitter for an hour and a half,
yeah,
Mackenzie Gore dominated one of the best lineups in baseball. The Cubs are top five in every category. Second in team batting average, not in the NL, but in the big leagues. You look at runs, hits, home runs, steals, OPS, slug, top five in everything. Gore went out last night, lowered his season ERA to 2.87, threw 7 shutout innings and punched out 7. And he gave up 3 hits. And you wouldn't know this if you just looked at the box score,
mm-hmm,
but the 3 hits were on the first 3 at-bats of the game.
Couple of duck snorts and one legit single in there, right? I mean, the first 2 batters, this is baseball for you. You won. You got what you wanted. You get weak contact off the top of the bat. You get a broken bat. That means, as the pitcher, you have triumphed right there. But this is why the sport's stupid sometimes. You can line drive a ball. It's hit so hard it grows lips and screams right at somebody. You can hit a little pop-up that falls between 3 people as they look at each other and get a base hit. This is one of those things where it wasn't fair. It didn't equalize. So instead of going down a spiral, going, woe is me, hard luck, watch me bowl my neck. Watch me do something that only, what's that card? It's sometimes can be high, sometimes can be low. It's not a 2. But sometimes it's lower than a 2, sometimes it's above a king. What's that one? You want that?
You're looking for an ace?
That's an ace. That's what an ace does, is what he did in that first inning last night. That was unbelievable.
Well, it's what he did over 7 innings last night. He looked like a number one starter against a special offense for the Chicago Cubs. And the Nats end up getting a 2-0 shutout win. They 4-hit Chicago, thanks largely to 7 spectacular innings from Gore. How can you tell me he's not an all-star right now, by the way, with a 2.8 earned run average and the major league leading strikeout total? Nobody has fanned more batters than him this season. One of the centerpieces of the Juan Soto deal coming over from San Diego, which was one of the great returns ever. You can make the case right now, this won't happen, but you can make the case at this moment that three players from the Soto deal in the big leagues for the Nats right now should be all-stars in Atlanta this year. James Wood is a lock to be an all-star. He will be there because he's one of the best players in the sport. Check. Mackenzie Gore, leading the major leagues in strikeouts with now a 2.87 ERA, has been one of the better starting pitchers in the National League, deserving of all-star consideration and good enough to pitch in Atlanta in that game. And then finally, C.J. Abrams. Now, he's hurting his chances over the last several weeks because over the last 3 weeks and a couple of days, he has really, really scuffled. He was hitting .312 when this funk began, and now his average has fallen way into the mid-200s. But his OPS is still second among shortstops in the league. He's still got some of the better numbers at his position in baseball and is, based on the full sample of the first half, has all-star caliber numbers. Now, the Nats won't get three all-stars because they're a sub-500 team and they're not really a contender. You don't get three all-stars if you're that quality of club. But if we're just talking about deserving, which is different than will guys actually be there, James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, all from the Soto deal, can you imagine? How cool would that have been?
Pretty cool, pretty
symbolic.
But
Gore just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
His ERA by season, 22, 4.5, 23, 4.4, 24, 3.9 last year, and right now, 2.87, another run down.
If you're tracking the trends, those, yeah, as you said, the numbers keep tumbling down. Now, 13 starts doesn't a full season make, and you know we'll see as you go on the league the second and third time, and you know you keep adjusting, and some of those bad luck innings happen, or you know you get some good fortune, whatever. I'd love to see where the numbers are at the end of the year. We're fortunate enough that that's going to happen for us, but it's hard not to look at that progress and go, that was unbelievable last night against again a great litmus test, one of the best offenses in the sport. Now I know they didn't have Kyle Tucker; he pinch hit late in the game against Kyle Finnegan. But watching him wiggle out of some of those things against, you know, guys that put the ball in play, it's a deep lineup. It's a tough to navigate lineup because not only can guys knock it out of the yard on you, but there are a couple that just don't strike out, period. So when a non-strikeout kills you, any ground ball to an infielder would have scored a run in a couple of those circumstances. That doesn't even happen. That's incredible. He was so good last night. And it's not just you beat the Rockies, you beat the Pirates on a getaway day. Like, you know what I mean? That was big boy stuff.
He also just couldn't have done this the last couple of years. You kind of alluded to this, but he came on our show a year ago, I think it was, early in the season. And he talked about if he was able to avoid big innings, how much different things would look. Because he's always been one of those guys who goes 4 or 5 weeks with an ERA right around 3. But then he'd have the one really bad game that where he'd give up 6 or 7 runs. And so his ERA would be like 4.5 or whatever. And he's like, he called them touchdown innings, which I thought was funny, where you give up 6 or 7. He's like, if I could just not have two of those a season, if I could get rid of that game where it spirals and gets out of control on me, yeah, I think I would be in a different position altogether as a starter. And last night with the bases loaded, nobody out a year or two ago, that game gets off the rails right away against that kind of lineup.
Mm-hmm.
You got Pete Crow Armstrong coming up, who's been one of the best hitters in the league, an MVP candidate with the bases loaded, nobody out. And that's where he buckled down, strikeout, pop out, got out of the jam. But I was watching him after the bases got loaded, Danny, and he just took this really, I'm 7 stories up in the press box, and he took this huge exhale. He was behind home plate because he had just backed up, and he's gotten the ball back from the umpire, catcher, whoever threw it to him. And he's about to go back out to the mound with the bases loaded, nobody out in the first inning, having already thrown, I don't know, 15, 18 pitches or whatever. And he just gave me one of these.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you got this, man. Old you didn't have this.
Right.
You got the stuff. Believe in yourself. Make a couple of pitches. And he was able to get out of it. Not a lot of offense, but it was enough because of the way they pitched. Great call last night. Nationals Radio Network, Charlie and Dave throughout the evening. Felt like a playoff game. You know, the way the two teams were playing really clean, quality baseball. And one of my favorite moments came with the insurance run tacked on in the 8th by Nassim Nunez. The theme last night was guys that don't often get to play made a big impact. Ahmed Rosario, first start in forever, home run to give the Nats a 1-0 lead in the 7th.
How cool is that?
And then Nunez, who made a great defensive play at second, stole a base, 8th inning, 10-pitch at bat, Alex calls aboard, up 1-0, Kyle Finnegan's getting ready to be summoned for the save, you need to extend the lead to 2, and the little guy delivered.
Three balls, two strikes. The set for Boyd. Pitch number 10 to Nunez. Swinging a ground ball. Fair! Past the diving third baseman. Down the line, it's going to the corner. Call's tearing around third. He's headed home. The throw to the plate by Swanson. It's too late, and it's cut off.
Good baseball, man. I just left the park, and I was like, we've been robbed of this for years.
Yep.
And just excited to come to the park for what is a pretty big series, and then a game delivers.
Just a high-level baseball game. I think you said it very well, right? Now, I'm not telling you the Nationals are a playoff team. They're not. The Cubs, sure as bleep, might be. But that was the caliber of game you saw if you went to the park last night, or you're watching on television, listening on the radio, etc. And it's a reminder. We talked about these years ago as this group was on its way, right, to that big window of when they won 98 games in 2012 to kind of kick it off. You would see the glimpses in the 80 and 81 season the year before. You'd see the moments where you go, if you squint, you can kind of imagine that it's not crazy anymore. I mean, the first big domino to fall was the Strasburg night all the way back in his debut, where you go, the crowd's electric for the first time in the new ballpark. People are going crazy. The 14 strikeouts. What an environment. What a night. Okay, you beat the Pirates that day. Lottie freaking da, but that was different, right? You just sort of felt that. That game counted as one win, but we all know that it was different. I'm not ascribing any more meaning to last night other than they beat a good ball club and, you know, they got the rubber match today. But just that feeling, right, where you go, hey, that's really good for these kids. That's good for C.J. Abrams, for James Wood, for some of these role players, some of these guys that are playing against a really good team in a series that feels a little bit bigger than normal. You played a bunch of big series, get yourself comfortable in playing in bigger and bigger and bigger series. That was cool.
It was. I think of it this way. This would be the way I describe it. If you go to the theater, you go see a play mm-hmm. or something like that, you could see a really good play at Annandale High School. Or what's the one that always does the plays? I always see the signs for driving around. Hayfield High School. You know, they do apparently these big productions, and it's awesome. But there's a difference between a play at a high school and then the Shirlington Theater, where we've got a listener who performs, which I'm sure is like high quality, legit, and good. And then going and seeing a play on Broadway. We've gone and seen a lot of the theater plays that are local. This was a Broadway play last night. Like mm-hmm. That's really good baseball. That's what you miss. That reminds me of the Scherzer days around these parts. Yeah. Concerts. You could go to a garage jam session and watch your buddies, or you could go to Jam in Java and see a small act that goes around the DMV. Or you could go to see Metallica at Northwest Stadium with the bells and the whistles and the explosions. And last night was just the big boy thing. Two aces, guys pitching like it anyway, shoving against one another, perfect game into the sixth inning for the visitors, and they still lose. And the Nats made all the plays defensively, calls, dive, and catch. The catch PCA made going out to left center. I don't know what noise that is, but that's what he deserves.
Was it an exotic bird?
It's like that. You have to watch it and be like, what the hell did I just see?
What is this?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
God, it was good baseball. Mm-hmm. I know I'm nerdy, but I was just steamed up watching that last night.
Well, you love pitcher's duels so much.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you could design a game, it would be 1-0.
So that's actually a fun exercise.
Yeah.
What is your perfect baseball game? I think my perfect baseball game is 2-1 with one team having 5 hits and the other team having 3 hits, both starters going 7. And then it's decided in the 8th and 9th by guys throwing 99 with wipeout sliders. That's pretty much what I'm looking for.
Ooh.
Now, if you can find me a reliever who throws 102, I'll take that more.
You want that?
But that's my baseball game. Last night was about as close as it gets.
I like sports. Oh, I just stopped there. I was like, I like sports. Back to you. I like the sport where I get to see everything in the sport. So here's what I mean. I want a homer. I want a steal. I want some good defense. I want some good pitching. So that can't be a 2-1 game in all likelihood for me.
Certainly it could.
But it's harder to do that.
You could have 3 solo home runs. You get spectacular defensive plays. We're getting stolen bases. We're swinging and missing people out of jams.
Could be. I think the more typical perfect game for me is probably like a 5-4 situation where you still have the ace doing it, but somebody does a little bit of little ball. Like we get a perfectly executed hit and run somewhere in there. Right, I go first to third, or I'm doing some great base running, or I get a little of everything. Like in basketball, I want some good offense, good defense. Same with football.
Everything you're saying happened in last night's game, though.
That's true.
I got it all in a 2-0 game.
More typically, you'd have a couple more runs scored, but I think you're making a good point.
Let's talk Terry McLaurin next, because there is some news that's trickling out on the Commanders and McLaurin from Jordan Schultz. He's at least claiming that things maybe are more divisive than we know. So we'll get into that next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's second and goal. End zone shot for the lead. It's McLaurin. He's got it. Washington is in front.
That was Adam Amin of Fox on the call of a big Terry McLaurin touchdown catch. What's great is I have no idea which game that would have been because he had so many end of game touchdowns gave Washington a lead or put them over the top. But that was week 18 against Dallas. Marcus Mariota throwing to Terry McLaurin in Dallas to get the job done in a come-from-behind victory. Career year for McLaurin, 13 touchdown catches this past season. He had four the year before that. He'd only had four twice in his career. In fact, he's mostly averaged right around five touchdown catches over the first 5 years of his career and then exploded last year for 13. And it is now time to pay Terry McLaurin again. Danny, he was in this same situation 2 years ago, at a time where a lot of the guys in his draft class got a four-year deal. He took a three-year deal for a little over $22 million per year. But because of that, 2 years later, going into a lame duck season,
you're here again.
Now that's where you sign the extension because you don't risk a guy's contract running out and him hitting free agency. And so you basically just kicked the can down the road 2 years and said, we'll definitely pay you, no problem. But you didn't pay him like it wasn't a forever house. You basically rented.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time, he says, I want my yard, and I want everything I need for the next 7-8 years to get my kids through high school. Here's the story today from Jordan Schultz. I want to get your reaction to this. Jordan Schultz, who is an NFL reporter, an insider for Fox Sports, among other outlets over the years, says that Terry McLaurin has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. As I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he's going to report for mandatory minicamp. McLaurin is entering the final year of his contract, and talks have been minimal. This sounds way more hostile than what you, me, and everyone else have assumed is going on behind the scenes.
Because both parties were very interested in each other. That's what we assumed, because we had a track record there that the team basically would be, you know, I don't want to say crazy, but they would be, you know, kind of go against all the rhetoric and all the different axioms and kind of way that they've presented themselves, where they're looking for that tag. They look for Washington players, right? And he's one of them. All he's ever done is the right thing. Has cut across now three different regimes, a really, really solid player, great citizen, great leader, really productive. If you don't pay him, who are you paying? If you don't pay the guy that's always done everything right, it's a future Ring of Honor player for you, maybe a jersey retirement at some point if this track kind of keeps up, who are you paying? So you kind of backed yourself into a corner that way, where it's not usually good business to give a 3 or 4 year deal to a guy that's going to be 30 and, you know, in a position that's pretty important, I'd say, to be athletic and quick and have all the burst. But yet here you are. And from McLaurin's perspective, what else do I have to do, dude? Right? I mean, but it's always been here, and it just sort of felt like he was going to be here. And maybe there was an assumption, naively, that this would just all work out. There are complications with things like this.
One of the complications, I think, is the year he just had. The timing of it means he's about to get paid a lot of money. You know, had he have had 6 touchdowns instead of 13, and instead of, you know, 82 catches, it was 72, and instead of, you know, 1,100 yards, it was 998, 1,005, something like that. If the production wasn't quite what it was, and specifically in the red zone, if he hadn't finally cured that evil of not being a touchdown-getting wide receiver, then maybe we have a little bit different conversation, and the contract would look a little bit like the last one, where he did not break the bank. He got paid handsomely. He got rewarded for his efforts and was paid fairly, but he did not get paid at an elite level at wide receiver. And he's not going to get that now in terms of surpassing Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase, and he shouldn't get that, and I'm sure McLaurin would say the same. But Albert Breer is going to join us coming up in 30 minutes, suggested today via his reporting that McLaurin's going to get over $30 million. Mm-hmm. I think he suggested $30 to $35 million is the window. So let's just say we're talking about $32.5 million and split the difference, or $33 million for Terry McLaurin. Then I would say this. At his age, turning 30 years old right at the start of the season, with the mileage now 6 years into his career, not having been much of an issue, but him being older than his draft class, there's a very good chance that the contract you give him is both completely necessary, well-deserved, something you should and probably need to give him as you build this culture out, but also ends up on the back end not being a very good contract. And I think both of those things can be true, and sometimes they happen. And it's up to the team to build things well enough that when McLaurin, toward the end of the contract, is maybe no longer worth, you know, the backloaded $37, $38 million figure, whatever that looks like, it doesn't end up killing you. But both are probably true. They should pay him. He's earned it more than anybody. There's no one that screams commander more than Terry McLaurin for a team that everything they do in the draft, every undrafted free agent they bring in, they tell us how he's a commander and he's got the commander tag, and if you cut him open, a commander falls out. Well, that's Terry McLaurin, man. Yep. You can't not pay this guy. But I also understand, if you're telling me Terry McLaurin at $33 million at 30 years old is probably not the best contract to sign right now, I don't think you're wrong.
I don't either. And you can't go down that adversarial road either, because there are mechanisms for every party involved. Players have maybe less levers that they can pull, but teams do. So if you can't come to terms, you've got the franchise tag at your disposal, right? Which normally you would say isn't great business, but it would make great sense here. I would rather have 2 more years of Terry McLaurin Just on paper. Forget about the emotional part of it. Everything you just mentioned. The context.
Meaning the football player.
Yeah, the football player. Like, I think the next 2 years of Terry McLaurin are still going to be really good. I don't know about years 3 and 4. Could be awesome. He could sort of reinvent himself as he goes. And I mean, you think of a guy like Mike Evans, who's still just as productive despite having lost a step or two or three or whatever. But
and by the way, which should be noted to your point, it's not like wide receivers completely fall off at 34. Mm-hmm. If you work the right way, if you put the work in, you can have some runway. And I don't think that's a concern with McLaurin. My only issue is he's not a great route runner. He's good, but he's not a technician. He's a contested catch maven. He's a speed guy. Like, those things probably translate a little bit less, maybe, in terms of the age moving forward.
Yeah, it's like a physical running back cliff, you know, but for speed guys. Now, again, there's more to his game, but I think your point is exactly right. So I'd rather, in general, this is the whole point, that this is not in general. In general, I want one less year of a guy if it means getting rid of him a year too early and not having to hold the bag. But you can't play the franchise tag game with this guy. I just, because of everything you said, because of all the water under the bridge, that's good water. Everybody's been so happy. This is the dude that you hold up to the new kid, right? To the draft pick, the undrafted free agent, to the, you know, the whoever. If you'd like to be what we want, follow 17 around. That's the guy. Do what he does. So you kind of backed yourself into this corner a little bit. I'm not faulting anybody like they made a mistake. It's just kind of where you are. And that may not lead to good negotiation.
Do you believe this report? And I don't mean that Schultz made anything up, but sometimes your information can either mm-hmm. be wrong, or it's very possible someone's misleading or overstating it, right? This is now the time of the year where the leverage game gets played. We've seen it with agents. We've seen it with players. The teams will do the same thing. This obviously, I don't think, came from the team. The only reason you would put this out as a team is if you're trying to, like, make the player look bad and kind of win over the fans and the court of public opinion. And the Commanders are not doing that with their guy, Terry McLaurin.
Right.
This, to me, feels more like the agent when you say he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. You know, he left voluntary workouts after initially attending. Hey, he did show up. We talked, but the progress wasn't happening, so he left. He's entering the last year of his deal. Talks have been minimal. There's no benefit to the team really getting that out there. Mm-hmm. This feels more like the agent side to me, talking to Jordan Schultz. But I don't think any of us thought there was a whole lot of animus or acrimony between the two sides. This report is pretty salacious in that way. It makes it seem like, not like Terry's waiting on a contract, the team's going to give it to him. Last time this happened at the end of June into start of July, right before the 4th of July holiday, it'll probably happen again then soon. This is inevitable. Like, all along, I felt like I'm not wasting 1 ounce of energy worrying about a McLaurin extension. And I still think I feel that way even after this report. But this is very different than that.
Yeah. So remember when Darren Pang said one trick pony about Ovechkin? And the whole point was, or one of the points was, there's no way to take that as anything other than a dig. Even if it didn't mean it as a dig. It sounds derisive. It sounds like you're not very complimentary of a guy. There's no way to take unexpectedly left voluntary workouts as anything, almost anything other than he was there, everything was fine, until it wasn't. That's the way this sounds. And that's what I needed to know. My curiosity isn't necessarily about whether a contract gets done or not. I still think there's time and that, you know, everybody's doing the best they can to get the best deal, both for the organization or the best deal for McLaurin and his camp. I need to know, did he leave in a huff? Did he leave a meeting? Was he begging someone to talk to him and got so mad that he just stormed out, leaving, I don't know, like, unsigned footballs for charity behind? Like, what happened? That's the part that I care about now. When you say unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after attending, meaning it was going great until it wasn't, that's what I need to know about. How significant is that?
Yeah. Showing up to stay, and mm-hmm. then he left. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Alton is in Richmond. Does this report worry you at all, or are you still of the belief, like most of us, that inevitably they'll get this thing worked out without any drama?
No, Grant, Danny, how y'all?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I don't think that it's a problem with what's coming out or whatever, but I do blame Adam Peterson to a point, because this man had double digit touchdowns before, you know, when they was in the playoffs or whatever. Right then, there, right after that Detroit game, you should have set that man down and signed something. Like the guy said earlier last week, what are you waiting for to sign him? You have nobody else. So if you don't sign him, I mean, what are you waiting for? You keep saying, well, yes, we working on getting a deal with Turd done. You keep peeking that to the media. But what do that make you sound like? That make you sound like the regime that was here a couple years ago. If you're trying to build character and stuff in locker room, you can't build character doing that.
But you got to get good deals, right? And so I understand that the negotiation plays out, and we're not at the point of the calendar yet where anything's been botched. When Allen got paid, it was closer to training camp. McLaurin, 2 years ago, same situation. There was no hostility, supposedly. We didn't get a report like this, but he didn't come to this voluntary stuff then either, and I had no problem with it then. I've got no problem with it now. It'll be really interesting if he skips the mandatory workouts coming up. I think that'll be our first tell as to whether or not there's actually a little bit more hostility. I've got to go back and see if he skipped the mandatory stuff last time, but that would be interesting to me. But he's such a zero-drama guy. It would be a way more notable story and way more newsworthy if we found out that he and the team are at odds. Because you almost give him the benefit of the doubt as a guy that just never stirs the pot.
Right.
There's never drama. He's the anti-TNT. They know drama. Terry McLaurin knows nothing about it. He is the alter ego to Johnny from Entourage, right? I mean, this guy, where do you want me to be when? I'll be there a minute early. We had him on the show all year 1 year. We had a standing appointment at 4 o'clock. He's on the phone at 3:59. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, every time.
Conscientious, professional. Are you guys nervous at all after this report? Or do you think that this thing is just business and the timing is such that it's not time yet? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Albert Breer is going to join us in 15 minutes at 3. He's done some reporting on McLaurin, the Commanders. How close are they? What does he make of this Jordan Schultz report that there's some animus building up and that McLaurin's upset? Thanks for listening to The Fan. In an hour 15 at 4 o'clock, we've got a four-pack of tickets to the barbecue battle in D.C. that can be yours. And at 5 o'clock, Chucko Chains, baby. Charlie Slows joins the program. Voice of Nationals baseball. We're getting ready for a chance for 2 out of 3 against the Cubs. Be the biggest series win for Washington in years.
This place is lit.
I hope it's lit tonight.
Yeah, we hope so, buddy.
Don't play the Nationals. Do not score. Don't do that one because they need some runs this evening.
Let Gore cook.
Yeah, that one was relevant last night. We need some lines for Chucko today. Although if he's not in studio, it might be harder. But maybe I could send him a text and have him read them. That'll even further confuse him a little bit.
It'd be bewildered.
Do we have any new kids lines? What's the one that, Aura Farming? Have we done that one yet?
He's Aura Farming.
Nassim Nunez is Aura Farming?
Aura Farming, Skibbity Toilet, I think that's another one.
That is one.
I honestly, I think you guys might know more about that line.
But I've only ever heard that via Danny.
Yeah, same.
So they don't even say the full thing anymore, that like Skibbity is kind of the thing, but
and
they're
what
sick.
What is the definition? Synonym. Yep. Give me a synonym.
Bad? Nubs.
Okay, so Nassim Nunez not scoring from third was Skibbity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be like that. Then there's Riz and Sigma. There's a whole, I don't know who Sigma is, if that's good or bad, but
well,
that's something.
Riz is the team president of baseball operations.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that's that one.
He's the Rizzler, right? I got my one golf outing of the year tomorrow.
What, the thing's tomorrow?
One
I didn't know that.
Golf outing per year. Tomorrow I will hit the links. I will post a video of my swing. Toby can analyze it. Come on.
Don't post it on social.
Just having fun here. Don't do that. Who's having fun? Who's funning? Come on, Routier.
Why is Grant winding up to kick that hornet's nest? Why is he doing that?
Tobes, I actually thought, might I say, you called into the junkies.
Oh, man.
You got called into the principal's office. I thought you handled yourself very well. I saw Valdez yesterday. He told me you were on the show. I was like, oh, my God, this thing's really that big of a deal? We're going public with this thing? And you were on for several minutes. And number one, I thought it was a good opportunity for my guy Tobes to get some shine and morning drive, which I liked. But I thought you really handled yourself well.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, no animosity. We're just having a little bit of fun.
You thought you were having fun.
I was having fun.
It doesn't seem like everyone was having fun.
Valdez was not having as much fun. But, yeah, it was no animosity towards him.
The point you made, which I think is really good, was you would not have critiqued a donk's swing.
Correct.
So, like, if I, and I will not be posting a video tomorrow. Just imagine the worst golf swing you've ever seen. But if I was to post my swing, you wouldn't be like, oh, GP, your swing speed's terrible and you've got to drop your hip and, you know, whatever else. Because I golf once a year and I don't care that much. I'm there for a charity event for my buddy.
And, Tobes, you'd be amazed. Grant has a unique ability as a golfer, if I can say this.
He's golfed with me before.
Yeah.
He knows about it.
It doesn't matter the club. It doesn't matter. Putter to driver.
160 and straight.
It's going 160, pretty low, pretty straight. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, we went to a Topgolf type thing in West Palm last year.
Danny would have been with... No, he was in bed.
No,
never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Danny had me expressly drive him home.
Yeah, where did I go?
Did you actually drive him home?
No, he did. Yeah. There was something... After dinner, you guys were going somewhere, and I was like, I don't want to do that at all.
You definitely came to dinner with us.
Yeah,
because
I always
food.
Go to dinner, yeah.
It's nothing to do with us and everything to do with the meal. Mm-hmm. That's fine. We'll get you how we get you.
That's when Ryan was taking pictures of Jose Altuve with the flash on.
Good point. So then we all went out and played golf and had some drinks and food and had a good mm-hmm. time. And Danny went back to the house.
That's what happened. That's right.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
So you drove him home. Then we went and played golf.
Yep. And watched Grant hit everything about 160 dead straight.
He knows the game.
He knows.
But tomorrow's big. So it's my buddy Jermon Bushrod, who played for the Saints for many, many years. Towson. I went to King George High School. He does an unbelievable job with his Visualize and Rise charity. And I MC and announce all of his celeb golfers. It's pretty cool. Like 15 years after winning a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. a lot of those Saints players come back, and just it's a fun day. but it is my annual golf voyage.
So you're playing tomorrow? You're going to play? Or are you just going to go and
I'm doing the show starting at 2. There's so many people that participate in this thing that there's a really good chance we will not be done with our 18 holes, despite like an 8:30 start or whatever, by 2 o'clock.
Right.
Because there's, I think, where we play tomorrow at Meadows Farms has like 27 holes or something like that. So you like do 18, then you keep, you know, or you play 9 and then you go play another 9 and the whole deal. But there's enough, it's the biggest course in the area to have hundreds of people participate in this thing. But it's
and those things
moving.
Take forever. Yeah, you're not moving fast. Yeah.
So I say all that to tell you, I'm going to play golf for like 4.5 hours before the show tomorrow. Probably get 13, 14 holes in, whatever we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll report back, but I could just report now. I'll lose a lot of balls.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an effective day. And if Toby wants to, he can coach this swing
Now you got to post it. I mean, now that we've done that, you got to post some swings.
I will post my 2 best hits of the day. Something like that. If you want content, I'll give you content.
I want some content.
How about I give you my best and my worst?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. They'll be the same shot. 160 straight, no matter the club. This is a pitching wedge. This is a driver.
But did you hear Tobes on the Junks?
I did hear it. I heard it live.
I thought it was a good performance.
I thought it was very good.
Like, he was respectful.
There are 2 ways to go, having been in a similar situation, as we all have. It's your turn to wear it sometimes in radio.
As CK and Valdez and I were talking in the hallway yesterday, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been there. And he's like, you've never had to do one of those. And I'm like, me and Valdez. Like, I tweeted about Joe Flacco once. Like, it definitely happened.
It happens.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not necessarily Valdez, but, like, inevitably is going.
Mine was Valdez, who I'm good buddies with. Well, but, like, we've been here 15 years. Yeah, we've all taken a turn.
And mine happened to be 2 also. But it's not a Valdez thing. It's I know it sounds like it, but it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
I'm saying it's not.
Also, I was a little surprised that EB seemed to be, as an outsider, really upset with the, not upset strong. I think EB was bothered that Toby commented on the swing as well, it seemed like. I think it's a golf thing.
I'm 100% sure it's a golf thing.
Talking to Valdez about it yesterday, he said, like, what do you love posting? You know, and he's like, you know, he came up with this. He's like, you love posting your plate on Thanksgiving, right? You like posting your meal on Thanksgiving. You get other people to post their meals, kind of your bit. And I was like, yeah, totally true. He's like, what if you posted your meal and everyone's just killing you? And Toby jumps on that, you know, the at replies and is like, GP, that mac and cheese looks terrible. The turkey looks dry. Mm-hmm. And he just like kills your plate.
Yeah, I remember my first plate when I was a toddler.
I was like, I guess I'd be a little bit salty about that. I get, you know, I think that's true. I think I probably would be. And his point is, golf is my thing, man. It's what I love the most.
Mm-hmm.
So that was how he related it to me. I just can't relate to golf. This is how little I know about golf. I actually thought your comment was a compliment to Valdez. Because I know Valdez is a good golfer.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a good golfer.
But so I thought Toby was saying, for people that don't know, he tweeted, like, why do we have a mat in the studio if this was Valdez's golf swing as it is or whatever? And I thought what he was saying was, Valdez's golf swing is so good, he doesn't need to practice in the studio. That's literally what I thought.
Yeah, it's the opposite, I think.
No, it just wasn't like the smoothest thing ever. Like, I think if Valdez watched, like, I don't mean anything by it. I don't doubt that he's got a great putting stroke. I think the thing that I sleep on is, you know, I know EB takes his golf seriously. Obviously, Valdez does as well. I grew up playing golf with my family, and it was something we'd have fun. We'd go out. We're joning on each other the whole time. And so to me, when I'm golfing and I see other people golfing, I'm not trying to, like, especially people that play all the time, I enjoy just having some fun at their expense. Like, not even saying, like, your swing is horrible, just like, nice shot, man, as it goes in the creek. Like, I was out with my buddy yesterday, and we're on a par 3, and he's about to hit, and I said, hey, man, watch that water on the right, and he dunks it dead in the water. Like, I don't think Valdez would appreciate that either, but it's just kind of...
Well, my favorite thing was, there were good zings all around, but one of my favorite things that happened was when EB's like, I mean, is Toby like some amazing golfer? And Valdez is like, apparently he's Hank Haney. You know, he's like talking about Toby's like a swing coach. But you are a good golfer. The other great thing that happened is some guy was like ribbing Toby on social. He's like, post your swing. And Toby posted. He's like, actually,
that was pretty good.
He's like, oh, wait, this is a really good golf swing.
Well, my favorite was, I guess, right after Toby hung up, there's a guy who, I forget his name, I apologize, but called and was like, now, Chris Russell has addressed this. Russell was convinced, he did an hour the other day, that Toby's not the man we think he is. Toby's a two-faced, and you mean Toby? Toby?
As I said to Matt yesterday in the hallway, and as I've said to anyone who's asked me about this, because this has been Some guy at Nats Park asked me about it yesterday.
Is that right?
Your podcast partner's in hot water. And I was like, this is the nicest person I've ever met. This is the most wholesome, sweet child I've ever met in my life. He would, you know, if I had a daughter old enough, he could date her. I've never heard him curse. When he gets really angry, he might say frick. Like, he's a very nice boy. Man, child, you know,
person.
Whatever Toby is. He is a growing man. And so for him to be embroiled in controversy over being like an online troll, supposedly, one of the funniest things of 2025.
That's kind of my favorite part about it.
Yeah.
Is, again, when you're on there, there's two ways you can go. You could start, you know, you punching back, or you take that really, really low oxygen high road. Like Toby was up there.
Albert Breer joins us next on Grant and Danny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.